This is Diola Saint introducing Saint Augustine of Canterbury. Roman interest in Britain dates back to 44 BC when Julius Caesar sent a force to invade and colonize the island. Roman control was eventually established and gradually Christianity was introduced by Irish missionaries. In the 5th century, invading pagan tribes of Picts, Jutes, Saxons, and Angles swarmed into Britain and forced the Christians to flee into isolated communities located along its western regions. In 596, Pope St. Gregory the Great received the news that the powerful king of Kent, named Ethelbert, had married a Christian princess. It seemed to him that this was an opportunity for missionaries from Rome to introduce Christianity. He selected his friend Augustine, who had been prior in the monastery where Gregory had resided before he was named Pope. Unfortunately, not all of this band of about 30 monks shared in the vision of Augustine and Gregory. They had only left for a short period when Augustine felt the need to write a letter to Gregory, indicating that some wished to cancel the whole project and return home. Gregory responded by telling them to place their trust in God and in Augustine, whom he raised to abbot and later to bishop before they reached their destination. King Ethelbert met the missionaries and, to their relief, was very cordial. He listened to their message and gave them permission to preach. He viewed Christianity as a choice not to be forced upon his subjects, but to be freely accepted if they wished. This allowed Christianity to be introduced and spread peacefully without the use of force or oppression. 1 year later, Augustine was able to report that the king and 10,000 of his subjects had been baptized. More missionaries arrived to help and carried with them the news that Augustine had been raised to archbishop. Now he could organize the church in the entire country under various bishops, creating his own see in Canterbury and others in London and Rochester. Augustine also approached the leaders of the older Celtic church, which had survived the persecutions of the barbarian tribes. But they had become bitter and were not interested in helping to convert their conquerors from whom they had suffered so much. Even Augustine's miracle of healing, which showed his message was favored by heaven, did not soften their hearts. Augustine died in 605, just 7 years after his arrival in England. Because of the work he began, the years following his death saw the spread of Christianity through all of the country. He is buried in the monastery of Saints Peter and Paul in Canterbury. We are also given opportunities to witness for our faith, and although we may not see the results of our actions, they are always used by God for His greater glory and honor. Thank you for calling Dial a Saint. Recorded stories about Mary, the saints, and other literature is available, as well as free handouts to share with friends. To receive these, you may leave your name and address, but please spell difficult words. Or you may write to Dial a Saint, Post Office Box 228, Vienna, Virginia, 22183. A new saint will be introduced next Sunday. Thank you for calling, and please call again.